I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So this is a guy in Australia. He was driving when he realized a venomous snake was in his truck right by his feet.
Okay. I forgot if there's like a spider or a bee in my car. Well, I don't forget about the spider, the bee more, though.
And this guy's hardcore, dude. I mean, granted, your bee thing, I know that you would find a way to be a champion. This guy killed the snake with a knife in the car while he was driving. And it happened last month. The cops released the body cam.
I have a hard enough time getting chicken nuggets in the sweet and sour sauce while driving. This guy's able to stab a snake.
I did forget your challenges. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, they're very similar.
And stabbing a snake sounds like a different thing that I've done while driving.
Well, in Australia, that's what just part of like kindergarten. You learn to do that because there's so many snakes there.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Yeah, exactly. Paramedics did determine that the snake didn't actually bite him, which actually is really good news because it was a brown snake, which is one of the deadliest in the world. So not only did he have brown a snake in his car, but he had one of the most deadly snakes in the car. This is a beating, man. And this guy just was like, no problem. I got my knife. And we don't know if he got a ticket, but you can't give this guy a ticket because he sped to the hospital because he thought he was, you know, in trouble. I mean, this is a beating.
Grand snake in the car. I think it's bitten me. It was in the car with me. Like you can feel my heart, mate.
You found a snake in your car.
There was a brown. It's in the back of the tray, mate.
And it just came around, like up and around, and then came like in between my legs. And the more I moved my legs, the more, because it's pretty big. It started to wrap around me,
and then its head just started striking at the chair.
Yeah, it was pretty bloody terrifying. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I would be too.
Damn. Oh, at least the cop was understanding. And it was between his legs, the freaking brown snake between his legs. It's the most deadly snake in the world.
Yeah, he says he used a seatbelt and a nearby knife to fight it off while trying to stop the car.
Wow. The guy's a better man than me.
Yeah, the venom can cause paralysis and bleeding into the brain.
Oi, oi, oi. I'm not, you know what? I was thinking of moving to Australia. I think I'm going to pass. I don't know if they're all over Australia, but there's the fact that there's one in that guy's car is enough.
Everything
for me.
In Australia will kill you.
Yeah, how did it get in his car?
That's a these snakes.
I want to
see
what kind of car he had.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would like to know
it's
too.
Like one of those Jeeps with no doors that's what or I'm something thinking. Like that. Yeah. That's what I really actually am thinking too. Yeah,
it better be. Otherwise, we need to check out how snakes are breaking into cars now.
Or is it going through like the vents?
Ooh, don't say that.
Yeah.
I don't want to think a snake can go in my vent.
There's a lot of things that can go through stuff.
It's like a pickup truck kind of a thing going on, unless you kept the window open.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Can snakes climb up through the window?
Or through the bottom? Maybe you could have got through, like, the chassis and just, he probably got underneath.
Could have got through the back, worked his way towards the front.
Snakes end up in toilets. Like, I'm not surprised by this at all.
Toilet snakes.
Yeah, don't tell me that.
Watch out for the brown ones.
Yeah, Brett has plenty of brown snakes for us to worry about.
Not wrong.
Steve, you're the only one that's watched this Will Ferrell movie, right? The new one?
I believe so. You guys are missing out on some great quality television on Netflix, boys.
That's a lie. Yeah.
It's okay. Actually, dude, there was a moment while watching this Eurovision movie that I was like, this is so dumb. This is everything that I hate about Will Ferrell movies now. It's like, you know, it's like almost like a guy playing Will Ferrell doing a parody of a Will Ferrell movie. But then as the movie continued and as it went along, like the last half of the film was super fun.
That's so the first half isn't good, but the second half is good.
Yes.
So if I should watch the first half of Suicide Squad and the second half of Eurovision Song Contest, and I'm going to enjoy the movie.
The same movie.
Yeah. Now, in all fairness, it might have been like a kind of like a Stockholm Syndrome thing where, like, you know, I was hating it, but then eventually grew to love hating it. I don't know. I have no idea what was going on with this
movie. Was it just you or you and your wife watching?
It was my wife and I, yeah.
Did she have the same opinion? First half not good, second
half? Yeah, because I looked at it and go, at any moment, we can stop watching this. She's like, huh, let's give it a little bit more. Because I was not feeling it at all. And then by the end of the movie, I was like, I'm really glad that we continue to watch it. It was super fun.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a couple of really funny scenes with him and his dynamic with these random American tourists that is just, it cracked, it was laugh out loud.
But you just have to get through the first half.
Yes. Which I hate telling people to do.
Oh.
It's not awful. The first half's not like red rotten. It's just not great.
All right.
This is not a good review for Eurovision.
No, it really isn't. How about Will Ferrell has his first hit song? I guess there's a song called Husovic that he sings with Rachel McAdams, and it's number 16 on the Billboard Digital Song Charts.
Okay, because the songs are ridiculous in this movie.
Yeah. Now, the thing is in real life, most of these female vocals come from a Swedish singer named Molly Sandén, who calls herself Marianne. I don't know if she's the one singing this for Rachel. I have no
idea. Yeah, I think she's singing the parts for Rachel, but this is Will Ferrell singing with her.
Selling it for me.
No, you don't want to see
it. Not at all.
No, oh, this is an epic moment in the movie. I got goosebumps.
All right.
Okay. You guys just don't appreciate.
You're right, I don't.
Good.
Yeah.
Pop music.
Oh, okay, I'm like, where are you going with that one, buddy?
I mean, it sounds like a bad impression of, like, Frozen. Is really what it sounds like.
I
mean,
I don't know Frozen, so.
It's just, I mean, they have epic songs like that in these Disney movies.
Gotcha.
You know, and, All right.
Fine. You guys clearly don't understand art.
I'm gonna pass.
You're not going to see the movie?
I am not going to see the movie.
What if you're missing out on one of your favorite movies ever? I mean, it's not my fault that you guys don't like good Icelandic music.
Yeah, is that really? And it's
hey, I like Bjork.
Yeah. Oh, I see this look there, too. I mean, look, I give Will Ferrell credit. He tries to do all these.
I give him credit. He's trying.
I give him credit for having weird characters out of nowhere. Yeah, sure, whatever.
And making $1 million per movie, probably.
Right.
Pierce Brosnan's in this movie. Oh, well, you should have led with that.
And he's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, you should have really.
Graham Norton's in it.
That'd be someone.
Rachel McAdams is awesome in this.
Yeah.
I like Rachel McAdams.
Demi Lovato.
Oh, okay. Now I'm in. Yeah. I'm totally in. Yeah, I'm not. Sorry, man.
So it says it's worth a watch, BJ.
I'm sorry I can't because Vicky just showed me the season 2 trailer for Umbrella Academy, which is coming out very soon. I'll be watching that. So I've got I got to get all my other shows done before that comes out.
Okay, because I'm like, that's not happening until the 31st. You still have, a couple days.
Exactly.
A couple days. He's got like almost a whole month.
Yeah, good for you.
You have plenty of time to watch Eurovision.
No, I'm not. I've got other things. I've still got to finish up Doom Patrol. I haven't done that. I've got devs I've got to watch. I'm still doing my binge watching of Deep Space Nine, which I think I'm ahead of you over Parks and Rec.
Oh, it was a contest. It's been a hot minute since we've watched Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
We've been busy with, you know, this fine Eurovision movie and also The Worst Bakers in America.
Oh, and we just
binged the two seasons of that.
Wow.
And I just saw that Ad Astra, the Ryan Gosling space movie, is free. So I'm going to watch that now. It's on my HBO. And I heard that was good. So I got no time. I'm going to watch good movies, Steve.
All right, fine.
You know, I'm just saying. Yeah. So as bad as it's been, Which, by the way, if you've heard the latest from the folks up at Snohomish County, you're not. They don't make you feel good about this pandemic. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Snohomish County's just like, might be a couple years before we see any changes in life.
Snohose.
Thanks, Snohose. Thanks a lot for that. Apparently, though, the pandemic has had silver linings for people. It's not been all bad.
See, my wife and I were just talking about it yesterday, and we were talking about Taran Daly, and it's like, you know, we're just talking about how here at work, it's just such a weird dynamic. We got some people who are working at home, some aren't, and we're like, you know, of all the people that probably benefited the most because she just had a kid is Taran.
Good call.
Because you think about it, like, she was, you know, with her crazy schedule nights, it had to be tough as a new mom to be like, oh, crap, you know, I got to still go to work. So at least now that she's working at home doing her show from home, she gets to spend more time with her child, which I got to imagine, you know, in a few years, she's going to look back and be like, so I'm speaking for her.
You're doing a great job because I feel like Taran's in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like, you know, that's got to be something that she'll look back on and be like, I'm really, because I know for me, that's been the silver lining is I'm way less busy, and I'm the minute the show ends, I'm home. I'm leaving to go home, and I'm spending way more time with Tatum because of that.
Yeah.
And I'll look back fondly on that.
And I think a lot of people find value, and the studies have been done showing that actually, you know, parents hanging with their kids longer, you know, right after birth is really good. And you're right. So that's that's a silver lining. I could see her saying that. Again, thank you for speaking for her.
I just wanted to speak on her behalf. She's sleeping now, I'm sure.
She probably is.
Yeah. Someday we'll ask herself, hey, Steve did a great impression of you about what you felt. How close was he?
I'm Taran. I have some goats. And I'm happy to be around my child more.
There you go.
Go Cougs.
Wow. Go Cougs.
Honest to gosh. Taran, is she here still? Where'd she?
You guys want to play, with a kibbage? Or what's that, cribbage?
Cribbage.
Kibbage. Yeah.
Cribbage. Quidditch.
Yep. I combine Quidditch with cribbage.
Yeah, you did a great job. Kibbage.
It's a new game.
You got to play cards while riding a broom.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do.
It's available at Target.
Someone asked 2,000 people, said, okay, we all know what the negative stuff are about the pandemic. We know the negative things. What are the silver linings that you found in this crisis? And people came up with 15 answers that they were able to say. These are the most common 15 answers we've heard. So, Steve, definitely spending time with your baby. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put number two, then, that is spending more quality time with your friends and family.
The baby's a family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why I'm giving it to you.
Okay.
I don't know why you're arguing with me. I'm actually on your side on this one. And yes, and I would say the same for me as well. I mean, I've played board games with my kids, especially Joe. I would never have this much time with my son outside of the workplace.
Yeah.
So he's got his own life, his own friends. It just makes sense.
And now he can't hang out with them, and you have alcohol.
There's that. And also, I would be out of the house more, too. So it's not just on them, but, you know, I stay in, too.
So what's the silver lining for the rest of you, Vicky?
I mean, I am actually hanging out with my family a lot more than I used to, even though we were pretty close. But I feel like I am genuinely having more fun with them.
Oh, having more fun with them. I would guess I would put that, you know, just as a quality time. I'm going to put you at number two.
Yep, you're a fellow deucer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Rev, how about deucer. You? We know you're a fellow deucer, but is there another thing on the list?
Along the same lines as Steve being able to spend more time with baby Tatum, it would be me being able to spend more time with Democarl getting a house and Frank in accounting. They've really appreciated the fact that I've been able to be there more, mm-hmm. and I get a lot of kitty cuddles, and it's really, really, really nice.
Okay, the idea that they appreciate it more, I'm not sure. Because, well, look, I don't know if anybody would appreciate having you around more.
I get lots of kitty cuddles from Frankie, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Kitty cuddles should be the name of a new brothel in Nevada.
It really should. you know, as much as I want to laugh at Rev, that is number 12 on the list. More quality time with your pets.
Sucking nerds.
More quality time with your pets, huh? Yeah. I mean, I get to see Lulu more. I've enjoyed that.
Yeah, how's Lulu? Is she digging it? Because, I mean, Rev found out that Carl loves her. Are you getting any doggy cuddles or poodle, whatever the hell she is?
I mean, she's getting a lot of belly rubs. That's been good.
Okay, but she doing nothing for you?
No.
She's doing nothing for you.
She's a little on edge these days, BJ.
Dude, that dog is always on edge. Why do you think it's any different? Every time I see her, she's a little dog. She's always on edge.
No, because Tatum is fascinated by Lulu. And Lulu likes Tatum. Like, she wants to be around Tatum, but she does not want Tatum touching her.
Oh.
Because Tatum doesn't understand, like, petting. 7 months. We're working on
what
this.
The hell's wrong with you? How does that?
We're bad parents.
You better take your kid to the doctor.
But like, she gets this look of like mischievous and like this mischievous look, and then just grabs Lulu. You know, and like Lulu like just jumps at her, but hasn't bit her. Thankfully, that would suck. So we're trying to keep Lulu and Tatum.
That's a good idea.
Apart. you know, to the best of our abilities. But, you know, we're just moments away from probably Tatum crawling. And Lulu is so effed when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
<That's> run, Lulu, run.
It's going to be like you wanted to be chased. Well, now you have a slow ball of energy that's going to chase you all day long.
And I love it because it's the new new alpha in town, mm-hmm. you know. And I've always enjoyed when babies and like mix in with the dogs because the dogs are like, oh, are you serious? Yep. What is this? And the kid's just like, I don't know if you know it, but you're out.
Yeah,
you're lucky you're in this house because if you bite me one time, you're gonna be out.
I mean, I hope that we don't have any issues with
that's
that.
That's what Tatum knows. Tatum just knows that I can bite you all I want. They're never getting rid of me.
I can squeeze you. I can grab your tail.
Yeah. Tatum, and believe me, Lulu knows this. Lulu's like, oh, thanks. I know the little creature is going to be over me. I know this already. My life is over.
A lot of people have the silver lining is less traffic and cheaper gas.
That is pretty amazing. And the idea that it saved money is number one on the list. And I would put the saving of the gas part of saving money. I fill up it, and I'm starting to do a little bit more now, but it was once a month. How crazy is that? I would fill up. You drive a lot because you were in Puyallup, but I'm only on Mercer Island.
Yeah, I'm like once every 3 or 4 days now. It's been pretty sweet. There was a moment where like if I was super busy, it was like every other day I was filling up my tank. It's my car has a small tank of gas, I think.
Yeah. It's crazy. So free time has been what's really been great for me, and I'm really keeping it. I've learned that I love the free time. I was really busy, really overscheduled, and God, my therapist told me years ago, don't be so busy and don't be so overscheduled. It'll be good for your brain, and I sort of let it slip back a little, but the COVID has allowed me to actually chill.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep that going. I like the free time. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's a good way to at least get to recognize that because you hadn't had that opportunity before. You were so bogged down with stuff.
Do you find that you have more appreciations for things that you used to take for granted? Are you noticing any of that gratitude, if you will, realizing that you're more grateful for what you didn't even take, you know, you just even know was there? You noticing any of that?
In a weird way, neighbors. Like, I never really cared, and not that I really care much now, but, like, I'm actually, like, you know, walking around the neighborhood, more people are walking around the neighborhood, and you've gotten to a point where you're having little fun small talk and chats with them, and I appreciate having them around because, you know, it's nice to know that we're all in this together.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely more grateful for the home over my head, for the fact that I can get some food, like, that didn't ever get interrupted, and then I'm still working. Especially because I just know so many people that aren't working.
Being fortunate enough to be considered an essential thing, which still is funny, because but it's nice. Don't get me wrong; like I'm not complaining. It's that I couldn't even imagine with a newborn if things would have went completely upside down. I feel for anyone that had to deal with that.
And what I'm seeing, and I want to thank our radio buddy Candy Harper, because I've been following her homeschool diary. You know, she's basically been showing what it's like to actually, you know, have to be at home and be the parent, be the teacher, be the everything all day long for her kids. And I have a better understanding of the challenges that people face because she is doing what she's got to do. And I'm like, man.
Oh, I got to imagine a lot of parents right now appreciate teachers.
Yeah.
They're having to do what the teachers were doing, and maybe they never really realized how important the teachers are in their lives.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are a lot of silver linings. I hope you're finding your own, man, because that's the beauty of life is that a lot of times trauma and tragedy do have silver linings if you can just get to the other side. And, you know, I feel like a lot of us at least have been able to get to some side of this and go, all right, some level of, all right, this is the new normal and I have some level of comfort and see, you know, some things that are cool that you might not have seen when the pandemic first started and we all had to lock in place like this. We got an incredible example of how gullible people can be on the internet. Oh, I feel bad for gullible people because that's me.
I don't even think you would have fell for this.
Yeah, you don't think I would have?
No.
Because this woman defends a guy that had a meltdown at Costco and gullibility. Oh, you're going to hear it on display at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So this woman, she's at a Costco in Fort Myers, Florida. And, you know, she's like, hey, buddy, you're not wearing a mask. Why is that? And, of course, he responded very reasonably and just tripped out. He flipped out.
Dude, it was yesterday. Yeah. I was at the gas station, and I walked in. A guy walked in behind me. He didn't have a mask on. I'm like, oh
boy.
What's going to happen? And the moment he stepped in, like, sir, you need a mask. And I was like, oh, how's this going to go? I got so excited. I thought we were going to have, like, a meltdown. I was reaching for my phone. I was like, oh, crap. My facial recognition doesn't work because I have a mask on. This is ridiculous.
Panic,
I'm trying
panic,
to hurry.
Panic, come on.
And he just pulled out a mask and put it on. I'm like, come on. What fun was that?
See,
you just
Florida,
did what they asked you to do.
Florida's got all the cool people, man.
Jerk.
Quote, unquote,
cool, yeah. I should have filmed it, and it would have been, like, the most uneventful attempt at a viral video.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Right? Guy gets told to put a mask on. And he does.
And actually, you know, you could do a side-by-side comparison. Washington, Florida, and your video, and then this video where basically he started yelling at a guy for filming him. He started screaming, I feel threatened, while advancing toward him. This is all the guy that would not wear the mask.
You're 6 feet away from you.
You're harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. You are infecting us. You're coming close to me. You're coming close
to me. Back off! Threaten me again! Back the f*** up, put your f***ing phone down.
He sounds reasonable.
Yeah, sounds like a happy guy.
Sounds like the kind of guy that would be happy to wear a mask and make sure that he complies so everyone's safe.
I feel threatened, like he's flexing at the guy, and he's wearing a shirt that says, running the world since 1776.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know what that means.
America, man.
Is that really?
That's when they signed the Constitution.
No, I know that. So that, but I get
that's
that.
That's what I meant.
So it means that he's like, America's been running the world since we became a country?
Right. Yes.
Yep.
He's that's a kind
true
of an
patriot.
That's an a-hole shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That really is,
look
man.
At this guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's a perfect shirt for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got the sunglasses on the back of his head.
Are they wraparound sunglasses?
Yeah.
Of course they are.
Yeah, he keeps advancing towards him, telling him to back off, and the guy is backing off. And he's like,
I feel threatened.
And he's going towards him again.
People are just losing their minds.
Yeah.
The way he's yelling, it sounds like he should be yelling at a bear.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
You F off.
Yeah.
Feel threatened. No.
Yeah.
You just go.
No, I need to wear just wear a mask, sir. Just put a mask on. I just want a mask. Just a mask. That's all. Gee, all right, fine. Don't wear a mask. No shots. Yeah, so the video's been all over the internet, as you know, there's a great video of a woman named Blair who's pretending to be his wife defending him.
So this woman posts a video, and it makes it sound like she's like, I'm going to give you his side of the story, I'm his wife. And if you first start watching the video, you're like, okay, this woman just seems just as, like, you know, much of a pain in the ass as this guy. And then she gets... As she starts explaining it, it's so ridiculous. Like, wait a second, this isn't real. And then she keeps going, you're like, no, this is completely not real. But people are still commenting on her post, like, as if she really is his wife.
I thought, I might, I'll listen, I'll let you know if okay. I'd be gullible enough to believe it's her.
I just want to clear a few things up about it, okay? Dan was not threatened in the Costco. I know that he was like, I feel threatened, but he was not threatened at all. He wasn't scared at all, were you, babe? No, see, I feel threatened is, it's actually our family's crest, so we just say it sometimes. Like, he said it to me in our wedding vows, you know? He was like, I feel threatened. And I was like, I do too. Second of all, we don't wear masks in this family. I have asthma. Dan has asthma. Our children, Jackson, Oakland Cemetery, hydrochloroquine, they all have asthma when it's convenient for them to have it. So, you know, we don't wear masks. Yep. I see a lot of people talking about online and on the TV. They're talking about, well, wearing a mask is just like wearing a condom. And to that I say, no, wearing a mask is not like wearing a condom. Okay? And I'll tell you why. Because you can't get pregnant from your mouth. And don't even try to fact-check me on that, because I Googled this before I made this video, y'all, because I learned my lesson last time. You can't get pregnant through your mouth.
Okay, I do love her. She's the best.
I love her so much.
I would like to read one of the comments on her video that she posted.
Here we go.
She said, you had to Google that you couldn't get pregnant through your mouth? OMFG. Now it makes sense why you don't wear a mask. Jeez, please do not continue reproducing. Did the woman not hear the names of her children?
Yeah, which was the hydrochloric, whatever that.
Right.
I know. People are awesome.
Another super genius. Good grief. This defect has children with another defect. We're all doomed.
Isn't that amazing that they couldn't even tell she was joking? See, both sides of issues have their share of idiots, because it's all the people that think the guy's a jerk and she's a jerk because he won't wear a mask. It's like, guess what, Jerky McGee, on the side of good, you're kind of an idiot too.
Her delivery was fantastic.
Oh, she did great.
It was really good.
With the Family Crest one, you're like, wait a second. Yeah. I'm like, no, this is ridiculous. Like, that is the dumbest excuse. But then as it continues, like, okay, I get what you're doing here. This is fantastic.
A lot of Carol Baskin vibes on that one.
So let me just tell you this. You see her video of this, right? She's an attractive girl.
Mm-hmm.
If you are Hollywood, isn't that a great resume? Give me a chance to act.
Yeah, I feel like she's like a comedian or something along those lines.
Oh,
she's got some followers.
That makes sense. Because
she's got 28,000 followers.
Somebody,
she's followed by other comics. I'm not sure who she is.
Though. Oh, all right.
Blair Erskine.
Oh, that sounds very familiar, actually.
I don't know. But
oh, Carol Erskine. That's what I'm thinking of. That's how she's... She's Carol's sister.
I one person wrote, this is sad. I feel threatened is the family slogan. Lack of understanding about rights and privilege. Lady can't remember what she told her daughter, but she told her. Kind of brainless. And so much time. Like, how many people do not realize this is a parody? Her child is named Hydrochloroxine. Her kids have asthma when it's convenient. And I feel threatened is the family crest.
So this is the state we're in. I mean, we're in the state, no matter what side of any issue you're on, the people that we're seeing commenting, mm-hmm. the extremists of any side, are out of their damn minds. This is proof of it. Because, look, the people who are upset at her, thinking she's real, are upset because her family don't wear masks. So they're on the side of what they think is good, and I think a lot of us would say, yes, please wear a mask. And yet, the extremists of our own people are idiots, because they won't even pay attention to read something. They're already out of their minds. They're just looking for a reason to trip out. No matter what side you're on any issue, you've got people that are the extremists. They're nuts. I think that's just important for all of us to remember. No matter what side we're on, we got people in our own camp that probably should be told, hey, how about you take a chill pill?
One person says, this lady's an idiot. How does she not realize that her kids can't have asthma when it's convenient?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
See, now, are we dumb? Are people doing parodies of comments, Steve, and we're the gullible ones if we think they're real?
Maybe some of them, but some of them seem very upset about this woman.
I know. It's just, how do you not look in the mirror and go, dude, you need to get some help because you can't even see comedy? You know, you don't even realize how, you don't even see it.
I don't know, man. That was so great. That was such a great post.
Oh, yeah. She's
great. I hope she does more. I hope she's like the wife to every idiot that
is in
the news for all. And then she gives good reasonings why that person was being an idiot.
It's a great idea.
I'd watch it. I wouldn't pay for it, but I'd watch it.
There you go. Okay, well, listen. I was about to say
I'd buy her cameo, but no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Ooh, I'd love to have her do a cameo. Seriously, she can do a cameo as everybody's like, yeah, everybody's wife or whatever, or mom, you know, for little kids. All right, let's do it. Got a new survey that's out about fans, because we're getting close to getting our stuff back. I heard a rumor that hockey is coming back sooner than we thought.
Yeah, there's been a couple posts by the NHL saying it's coming back, I think, within the next week or so, at least like training camp.
I think baseball has pretty much showed everybody, like, all right, I guess if they're doing it, we can do it.
Were they waiting for someone to blink? Because, I mean, there was always rumors that the NHL were going to do something, the NBA was going to do something.
Right.
And finally, MLB pulled the trigger and said, we're doing this. And now the other leagues are like, all right, I guess we'll do it if you guys are.
Yeah, July 13th looks like training camp will open for the NHL. July 26th, that's when the teams go to their hub cities where they'll be playing in. And then August 1st will begin play-in and round-robin games begin as well.
Yeah. So they talked about these fans. I do have a question since we're talking about this, because we looked at the Mariners schedule. Danny and I were talking about this off air. I don't understand how they're like keeping everybody safe if you're traveling from Seattle to San Diego. That is a long trip.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
They got their own planes, I'd imagine. They're probably going to just put them in like their own charter buses and then also send them to their own like wing of a hotel or something. I got to imagine that they're going to be quarantined in every step of the way.
Yeah.
That's my only guess.
Because I feel like it would be safer to do the one location and just have everybody like they were going to do in one place so that you don't have to travel on a plane so much. You just go, you spend your whole time here. You're all encapsulated in, you know, certain area of the country that we're just, you know, I don't know where you could use different stadiums. I'm not sure where there's maybe this. I'm surprised because they're still traveling as much as they've got 60 games, right?
Don't they have like their own team jet?
I don't know. That's a good question. They probably charter, if they don't have their own team jet, they probably charter a private jet. You're probably right.
So I got to imagine they're just going to have a plane just for them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's going to be a risk in anything. The minute you walk outside of your home, there's a risk of something happening or you touching something that could potentially give you COVID. But I got to imagine that they're going through every possible scenario to make sure that they're not in contact with anyone that could have it.
Looking back at an article from 2014, it looks like they had just gotten a new private jet.
All right.
It looks like they do.
Good for the Mariners. They got that covered. Then they got to find a hotel. I would almost think maybe, like you said, if they can get a wing of a hotel, which I imagine wouldn't be so difficult because how many people are traveling anymore? You know, like there's probably some hotels that would welcome. Yeah, sure. What do you want? We'll give you whatever you need. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to keep following this.
Hopefully they got some sweet catering, though.
Oh, you know they're going to have sweet catering. Yeah. Come on.
They better.
So when they're here in Seattle, are they, like, being... I have no idea. Are they just staying at Safeco? Like, put up some, like, tents and stuff?
I hadn't thought about that. I mean, usually
everybody...
They got their own homes, but yeah, that's a good question.
Put hammocks in the suites and just there you go.
Unless it's like, hey, go to your house. Keep away from everybody. We don't want to risk
That's a really good question, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you're only around your team, and I don't know how much interaction you have with the other team, I guess the first baseman is the only guy. The first baseman and the catcher are the guys that are closer to the other team's guys. Everybody else is pretty much can stay in the dugout. And doesn't have a whole, I guess if there's a tag player or a rundown, that could be a little tough.
If I'm the catcher, forget about it. I'm going to F. You know, like they always have trash talking. Like right when that pitch gets thrown, I'm just going to like...
Oh, you're going to cough on the batter?
Not on him. Just cough.
Oh, man.
And Steve gets ejected.
Why wouldn't you keep like a little squirt bottle in your back pocket and then you sneeze and then squirt him in the face?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are terrible.
That's what you do.
I'm in for that.
Yeah.
You know, anything to get the advantage.
Oh, yeah.
That's how the Mariners are going to win the World Series.
Listen,
it's on the catcher.
I am looking forward to this S show that will be a 60-game season during COVID and, you know, what happens if somebody actually gets it while the season's going on. I mean, they got some guys right now that have it on different teams and, you know, during the summer camp. This is going to be an S show, but really, to me, it's a testing ground for football. That's all I care about is, like, you're showing us how to get all the bugs out so we can have a football season.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably feel that way.
Yeah,
nobody wants to miss out on their football.
So I'm happy that the MLB is going to take the first shot for us. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And they got soccer starting up, and Danny was telling us after the show yesterday that, like, one team is completely out of the tournament because too many of their players have gotten a hit with COVID.
Yeah, 11 people on FC Dallas tested positive, so they had to pull them from the tournament.
Well, Texas is in a terrible state right now.
Yeah.
So,
Danny, you're right. And Danny, when they do these tournaments, though, they got people coming from everywhere, don't they?
Yeah, all of them are in Orlando. So, and it starts up tonight. Yeah. It's Orlando versus
the world.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know, how would you feel, especially, look, if you're from another country, we're the a-holes right now. It seems like we don't have our ass together. if you're from another country, do you want to go to America and play anything when you feel like, we don't know if America's got their COVID thing locked down? I mean, our country's doing a lot better than them. I don't know if I'd want to come if I was from, Amsterdam or some of those other places where they seem to have it together.
It's the MLS, so the only out-of-country team that's coming is Canada, so Toronto.
Oh, I don't trust Canada. Yeah. I mean,
well, they don't trust Vancouver. Us.
Yeah, actually, right. Canada's got really low numbers. I don't
they're
know
doing
per capita.
Pretty well. I know. Yeah, I got to read it from all my Canadian friends, rubbing it in, eh? Eh.
I want to get the per capita numbers.
They're all wrestling and doing their fun stuff, eh?
Yeah, that's because there's only 10 people in Canada.
Oh, still. They get to do stuff.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I kind of just... Right,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we did the Canadian census for them. Turns out there's only 10 people up
only
there.
Only 10 people?
That's why the COVID hasn't hit hard.
I know them all.
Then. Yeah, you have all 10. It's amazing. The rest are just like dummies and moose. That's all they got up there.
Well, some venues are doing like the whole thing where like a person can pay to have a cardboard cutout of themselves in the stadium where their team is playing.
I love that idea.
Why aren't we doing that here?
That'd be so cool.
The Mariners should do that.
Yeah, I would pay for that.
Yes.
Oh, I'd be right behind the plate. I bet that would be an expensive cutout though to have to get because those are premium seats.
Yeah, I don't know what the price is.
A Diamond Club cutout, I'm not too sure that I can afford that. I'd probably have to be in the 300 seats.
No, just like get like 100 level, like 20 rows back, but buy a whole row. So it's just a whole row of you in different expressions.
Ooh, good call.
Wow.
So that way the camera can go to you for whatever happens.
Whatever happens, they have a BJ.
But Steve, what if I buy a whole section in the 300 level? Then I even have a better shot where they get to see all of me because I'm in bunches of rows.
That's a good point.
I think I might have to do that.
You have a whole section.
Steve, you and I could do that. We just, every other seat, it's you and me, you and me, you and me. We'll throw Vicky in every once in a while. You wouldn't be able to see Vicky because she's...
Yeah. You know. We'll just see our eyes and our top of her head peeking out above the chair.
Even better.
Oh, that's what we're doing. All right, we'll
buy all the stalls.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
I'm in.
Dear Seattle Mariners, we will pay for this.
Yes.
Let us know.
I'll have my friend Kevin over there.
There you go. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Which arch villain is finally destroyed at the end of the Deathly Hallows?
You okay?
Headless Horseman.
No.
Peter Pan.
No.
Robin Hood.
No. He was good, though, because he didn't do the Harry Potter. He didn't let you know it was from Harry Potter, so you didn't
get
that extra
clue.
Off.
Lord Vader.
Lord Vader, you're
so close.
It's Lord
close.
V, that's for sure.
Lord
really don't
Vaheem?
Know. Huh? Yeah, Lord Vaheem, that's it. It's Lord Vaheem. Yeah, that's who it is. We really shouldn't say his name, because that's kind of like the rule, but Lord Voldemort is...
I thought it was like Lord Fight Club.
Lord Fight Club. He is kind of Lord Fight Club if you're in the Harry Potter world. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.